Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
I like to date more than one person at once. You're free to see other people, too.
Did you hire someone to look into my past? Do you have a Lily Bass dossier?
Lily.
I want to see it.
I won't put my name on a piece of paper condoning who you've become.
I'll just have to find another way.
Well, you have one other option. You could file a suit to become emancipated.
You mean divorce my parents?
The captain is being charged with embezzlement and fraud.
Just keep in town. I'm going to be a much better father to you from Dominica than I will be from jail.
Where is she, babe?
And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
For the rest of the country, Thanksgiving is when families come together to give thanks. But on the Upper East Side, the holiday thankfully returns to its roots. Lying, manipulation, and betrayal. And from what we hear, just like the Indians, someone else is being pushed out of their home.
Not only are Cyrus's moving boxes everywhere, but so are his annoying relatives.
But they can't be that bad. Aaron always talks about his Nana.
Oh, Sylvia? Yeah, she kissed me on the cheek. She left a big orange lipstick mark. It looked like I'd been spray tanned. And Cyrus's nephew spent the morning talking to me about corn. Grain of the future. And his sister asked me to go shopping with her.
Oh, that's sweet.
At Century 21.
Ugh, the horror.
But even though Daddy isn't coming, I'm determined to have the perfect Thanksgiving I didn't get last year. You're still gonna help me make his famous pie tomorrow.
Yeah, but I can only stay for a couple hours. Aaron is coming to meet my family before Thanksgiving dinner.
And how do you plan to introduce him? Mom, you DVR Big Love. This is Aaron. And he's just like Bill Paxton, only younger and with scruff. I'm serious. The Serena I know would never want to share a guy she really liked with anyone else.
Well, I'll admit, it's been hard. I like him enough that I don't want to date anyone else. And you can't get the prize if you don't compete, right?
There's so many things wrong with that sentence. Ugh. Here comes your ghost of boyfriend's past to haunt me.
Please, try to be civil.
Okay.
Hey, have either of you seen Jenny?
Well, if she's hiding from you, she has better taste than I thought. I tried.
My dad has been calling her Syl, and he's been trying to find Agnes's place, and she's just not returning any of his messages. I was looking for Eric. The headmaster said he went to early, so.
Well, she has been spending a lot of time with him over at the apartment.
Look, if you see her, could you please just tell her to call us back, because I would love this cold war of theirs to end before the holidays. Speaking of, happy Thanksgiving.
You too. I'm gonna miss your dad's mashed potatoes. But not the drama.
Yeah, well, this year's gonna be a little quieter, I guess. Especially if Jenny doesn't show. I guess I'll see you after the break.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Oh, sorry. Not as sorry as I am. Archibald, I haven't seen you around here lately.
Why do you care?
Oh, I don't. But if you're not with the Humphreys anymore, obviously things are looking up. Which is too bad. I kind of liked watching you slum it. I thought it would teach you who your real friends were. Well, I guess it has.
I need to be sure you understand what emancipation means.
I do. I've been researching it.
She's made me watch Irreconcilable Differences like 15 times.
Once you file, the state opens up an investigation into your family. There has to be proof of parental neglect. Just fill out these papers authorizing the investigation. Once you sign them, your parents will be notified.
Wait, they have to be notified?
Well, of course. They need to know you no longer want to be their child.
Okay, thank you. Let's go.
So what are you doing for your holiday?
I decided to pass on joining my family at the Lasha Reservation, where they're helping to stage a protest. And my plan is to hole myself up in my studio, rent Berlin Alexanderplatz, and eat a frozen Annie's Organic turkey dinner.
Oh, well, God, you know, no one enjoys a 16-hour German movie more than yours truly, but, you could come here instead.
I don't really feel like seeing Jenny.
Well, I'm pretty sure she's not coming, so you can take a chair.
I didn't realize it was still that bad between her and your dad. Where is she having Thanksgiving? With Nate?
No, Nate and Jenny aren't spending time together anymore. So how about a Fassbender and freezer-free Thanksgiving in my place?
Well, when you put it that way.
I know.
Agnes's mother just told me that Agnes is on a modeling assignment in Tokyo and she hasn't seen Jenny for a week.
And where is she?
I don't know. I think I have to call the cops.
You know, when I asked Serena this afternoon, she said that Jenny's been spending a lot of time with Eric.
Eric, Serena, Charles, we're home.
So much for coming home a day early. We should have stayed on Necker Island with Dick and Bonnie.
Right?
Is my daughter there?
Well, Rufus, hello to you, too. No, no one's here. Why would you think your daughter would be? Is she with Eric?
Well, I certainly hope so. I'm pretty sure she's been with him all week.
What do you mean, all week? What, you don't really believe she's been staying? I'm going to call you right back.
It was nice of the Roths to let us stay at their place while they're in Aspen.
Very. If they hadn't offered to help, I'm not sure what we would have done. We don't have a lot of options left, Nate.
Yeah, I kind of noticed.
But I'm hoping that is about to change.
Son, I missed you so much.
Just like Nate Archibald, Gossip Girl has a family waiting for her today. So although I'd love to stay and chat, I'm signing off until after Thanksgiving dinner. Just in time for pie, coffee, and surveying the damage.
My life in Dominica is, well, it's good. We moved some money offshore before I left, enough to get a house on the ocean. Weather's always perfect, people are nice.
I'm so happy you're living it up in the Caribbean while we're squatting with no heat in New York.
Hear your father out, Nate.
I want to make things better. I know how hard your life has been because of what I did. I can't turn back the clock. But I can ask you to come live with me. All the money in the world isn't worth it without the two of you to share it with.
Mom, did you know about this?
Yes, and I'd like to go. But only if you want to come too.
Please, Nate. We can be a family again. All you have to do is say yes.
I didn't know she was there until today. I called Serena. She didn't even know. Eric must have been sneaking her in at night.
Let's just go wait for her.
I don't think that's such a good idea. The last time I saw you and Jenny together, it didn't go very well, and you don't seem to have changed your mind about anything.
She's my daughter. If I want to see her, you're not going to change my mind.
I'm not trying to. It's just that I haven't seen Jenny yet. Let me talk to her, see where her head is at. If there's one thing I have learned about teenage girls, is that sometimes they need someone outside of their family to talk to.
All that might be true, but it's Thanksgiving. Jenny needs to be with family.
She is. She's with mine. Once you've calmed down and she's ready to talk, I'll arrange a meeting.
Marshmallows. Jenny likes them on her sweet potatoes.
I'm so glad to have the house to myself. Cyrus took my mother to Jean-Georges for dinner, God knows why. Where's Warren Jeffs?
He's, making dinner for us. Which would be completely romantic and amazing, except when I asked him where he was today, he said he was hanging out with a friend. And I know I'm probably being completely neurotic, but all I could think of was his friend a girl? You know, a girl he kisses.
A woman needs to be with a man
who thinks of only her. Anything else is a non-starter. Tell him how you feel. Dorota, more flour.
Are you baking already? I thought we were supposed to do that tomorrow.
I needed a little tradition of my own to keep me grounded. Turns out the Rose family has a restaurant Thanksgiving.
You know, Bea, the thing about traditions is you can make new ones. For all you know, you could like his family dinner more than your own.
Ready?
Oh, that's my cue to go.
Remember, Serena doesn't share.
Remember, Blair should learn too.
Bart, you're home early.
So are you. Chuck said he thought you were going out with Jonathan tonight.
Yeah, so did I.
So how were things while we were away?
Not so good. I don't think it's working out with Jonathan.
Huh. What do you know about someone at your school named Ben Shearn?
He's the captain of Jonathan's swim team. Why?
Just... maybe you might want to ask Jonathan what he was doing Monday night.
You're home.
My plans for the evening got held up at customs.
Your dad just insinuated that Jonathan might be dating someone else. How and why would he know that?
He has a PI on retainer, like I do.
I get that for business, but for family and friends of family, it's just creepy.
Not to worry. Bart's people are top-notch and very discreet. In a rural place, he had this safe with files on everybody from staff to senators. When I was 13, I found the most amazing surveillance photos of Gina, my hot Italian au pair. Those photos and Gina changed my life.
Yeah, but what if I don't want my life to change? What else does he know?
How much do you want to find out?
It's a bad man's world. It's a bad man's world.
This is so good. But candles and home cooking. What's with the romance? Bound to give the girl the wrong idea.
Well, or the right one. I've had an incredible time with you these past few weeks. Honestly, you're all I ever think of.
Really? Oh, I mean, that's flattering.
You're, of course, welcome to see other people. It's your choice. But, as of right now, this moment, I'm officially a one-woman man.
Wow. A one-woman man. If I would have known we were celebrating, I would have brought a bottle of champagne.
Well, actually, I'm kind of glad you didn't. I also wanted to talk to you about the fact that I'm sober.
Oh.
I feel a lot better. My work is a lot better since I stopped drinking. I just need to be around people that are going to keep me on the right track. Not tempt me over to the dark side.
The dark side, right. Well, I used to party every now and then. No, but that was so long ago. So it's you know, every, except for the occasional celebratory glass of champagne, I'm pretty much a teetotaler now. You can count on me. I'm the right girl for the job.
Well, I figured.
The kids need to tell us things when they happen, not after they get caught. The only way to protect them is to know what they're up to at all times. Don't you agree?
Yes, but in this case, it's complicated.
Well, I certainly hope you're grounded, Eric.
Well, not yet, but where are you off to?
I just have to get to
go find Jenny and tell her that we know she's been staying here.
Wow.
How about you bring her back here, because I would love to talk to her.
Blair, this is delicious. I must get the recipe. But you know what? The ratio of cinnamon to nutmeg, not enough.
Mother. Yes. Why are you letting Cyrus ruin everything? It's all about his family and his traditions and his notes on my pie.
Oh, honey, calm down. You always think the worst of people. Cyrus made reservations for dinner at your favorite restaurant, the Gramercy Tavern. So he's having the chef make your favorite recipes, oyster stuffing, that you like.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's not the point, Mother.
The point is that Thanksgiving is a family holiday. And this is our family now, and you get with the program and fast. I hope there's some of that pie left for me. You there? Huh? Give me.
Rhoda. Everything's awful.
I know thing you want to know, Miss Blair, but I'm not supposed to tell.
Who do you work for? Spill it.
Your mother make me keep this safe until tomorrow.
Keep what safe?
Mr. Rose proposed this evening at dinner. They be telling everyone at Thanksgiving when whole family is there.
I saw your father today.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
I know you both need some time, so I convinced him to let you stay here for a while. And when you're ready, I would love to help you talk to him and make things right.
Thanks for the offer. I really appreciate it, but, you don't know how he's been, so.
Jenny, he's your father, and he loves you so much. And at least for the next couple years, you belong at home with him.
Thank you, Mrs. Fast, for letting me stay here and everything. But I'm pretty tired, so I'm gonna...
Okay, we'll get some rest. We can talk some more tomorrow. Oh, Jenny.
Okay with it? Jenny not being with us tonight?
If by okay you mean extraordinarily depressed, then yes. I miss her a lot.
You know, in all the arguments that you've been having, I haven't once heard you tell her that.
Oh my God, you're right.
It's not that rare, is it?
Aaron, what are you doing here?
I live right around the corner. I'm just picking something up to take to,
Oh, no, it's all right. I can hear her name.
Serena's. You know, I'm just gonna go and see if there are any pecans left.
So, could you do me a favor and say hi to Serena's family for me? Because we all spent last Thanksgiving together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Except Bart, actually. There was this crazy thing with my dad and her mom and my mom, and it was, I guess, like all things in Serena's life, it's very complicated.
Serena's life is complicated?
Yeah. I don't know about you, but the Serena I know has long, flowing blonde hair, towers over both of us. So is that the same one?
I just don't see her as complicated. So would you say that they're cheddar people or more goaty?
No, Serena's not that big into cheese. I think I might want to go with the wines of southern France.
Well, I guess you don't know as well as you think you do, because she doesn't drink anymore.
Oh, sure. I mean, not problematically, of course. I mean, at least not for months.
Wait, months?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing in the spring with Georgina, you two were getting serious. I'm sure you guys talked about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna go pay for this.
Mother, is there anything you want to tell me?
Oh, yes, actually there is, and I will tell you tonight at the restaurant once everyone is assembled for dinner.
Of all the things you've done, Mother, this is one of the worst. I'm your daughter. Lumping me in with everyone else to hear the news.
I don't know what news you are referring to, Blair. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go check the reservations for dinner.
Dorota, get it together. We're leaving. If I'm just like anyone else to her, doubt she'll notice I'm not at dinner.
But it's your favorite holiday.
Not anymore. Nate?
Hey, Vanessa. I didn't expect to see anyone here.
I had some paperwork to catch up on, but it's Thanksgiving, it'd be quiet. Why are you here?
Oh, I borrowed this Pixies box set from Rufus. I was going to return it. I wrote a thank you note. If you could give it to him, that'd be nice.
Why didn't you take it by the loft?
Well, I think Dan likes me about as much as you do right now, so. Look, you and Chuck and Dan, I've somehow managed to alienate everyone. If you could just give Rufus the CDs and a thank you note, I'd really appreciate that.
Of course.
Now, Vanessa, listen, take care of yourself. All right?
My new boyfriend, Aaron, is on his way here to meet everyone, and I want your word on something.
If you're talking about the dress, I say higher.
Chuck, I want your word that you will not mention anything about the girl I used to be. I just got Aaron all to myself, and if the one thing I have to do to keep it that way is hide my recent history for a while, then that's what I'm gonna do.
I get it. You lied to him.
No, I didn't. I merely chose not to tell him everything I ever did. And it will come out naturally over the course of the many conversations we're gonna have as we're dating exclusively.
You have my word, whatever that's worth.
Where are you going?
Eric's waiting for me in my father's study. We're having a business meeting.
Look! Oh my God, you're here!
Hey.
Hey, that was so not on the same level as my high.
I bumped into Dan at the store. Yeah, he just said something. I'm trying to figure it out.
Figure what out?
Something about a girl named Georgina.
What? What? What's, even talking about? That's... Gosh, well, you know, he's probably just jealous.
Yeah, I mean, he was talking a lot about Thanksgiving last year when you two were together, so...
Yeah, well, I guess he's just not as over me as I thought he was.
But seriously, Aaron, the next time he starts to tell you stories about...
No, never again. No, it's not going to happen again.
Could you...
Yeah.
Oh, it says Lily. What's going on? Something wrong?
I've been grappling with what to do all day. What to say, which one of you to talk to first.
Is Jenny okay?
Oh, yes, but you might not be.
I know it is Thanksgiving, but I think you should get here right away.
Lily?
I will see you soon.
Come on, Roy.
Vanessa's coming over.
Call and cancel.
Vanessa Abrams.
Can I help you?
I'd like to talk to you about Nate Archibald.
Are you going to open?
I don't know.
I'll tell you the combination. 8-7-69, my mother's birthday.
It's like the end of every heist movie ever made. Are those gold bars? I didn't think I actually made those. Is that a sap food?
Encryption. Government prototype. Put it back. I knew you'd come back for more.
Chuck, you know how hard this call was for me to make.
I'm listening.
The FBI just came to see me and Nate's in trouble.
Tell someone who cares.
Chuck, if this is serious, he needs our help.
Where are you?
Gallery.
Sorry, kid. I have to do something.
Yeah?
Happy hunting.
Okay.
Did you dare answer that BlackBerry, Dorota?
But it's her mother, and it's Thanksgiving.
And we have nothing to be thankful for. This is the worst Thanksgiving of all time, and if we have to wander the Upper East Side like outcasts in a Jane Austen novel, so be it.
Maybe we can go feed ducks at Vault Pond like when you were little.
Fine. I'm not a monster. I won't deny the ducks their dinner. But if you look like you enjoy even one second of it, we're leaving.
Oh, no, for me, thank you.
Mom, Serena, it's a special occasion.
No, I'm only 17.
Well, that's never stopped you.
No, thank you. Okay? Mom, have you shown Aaron your beautiful art collection?
Oh, yeah. Was that a Jessica Craig Martin I saw?
Why, yes, it is, Aaron. Good.
I know. Yeah, I'll be right back. My shoes are killing me.
This is crazy, Jen. These are emails of mine, photographs, notes from my psychiatrist at the Ostrov Center.
So much for doctor-patient confidentiality, huh? What about Serena's and your mom's?
I can't bear to open them. These are five times the size of mine.
Sorry. Speaking about seeing things, have you seen my emancipation papers? Because they're not in my bag, and I really don't want anyone to find them.
Eric, Jenny, are you two up there? Come downstairs to be social.
Yeah, we're coming.
Has Chuck finally decided to grace us with his presence?
Actually,
what's he doing here?
I invited him.
And Mr. Bass?
Daniel.
Aaron. Well, if this isn't the last person I wanted to see.
Well, I'm sorry?
Why'd you lie about Serena?
Oh, my God. Where is she?
She should be right down.
Dad?
And Aaron, hey, what's up?
Well, your boyfriend called me a liar. Did I lie about something?
Yeah, Dan, maybe you and I should talk in private to discuss who said what to whom and why they felt compelled to say it.
Yeah, we don't need to do that. She's right, I lied.
Yeah, well, it's not cool, man. If you have a problem with me dating your ex, at least be honest about it.
Yeah, you're right. I'll be honest.
Yeah. Serena, I'm sorry, but I'm already late to meet my father at the Waldorf's.
Bye.
You didn't exactly tell him the truth.
Well, you didn't exactly have to.
No, I'm sorry. I thought he knew. I really did.
Well, he didn't, and he doesn't. I'm sorry. I panicked. And I was mad at you.
I should have kept my mouth shut. But really, Serena? I mean, if you have to tell him everything. If there's one thing that we learned in this past year, it's that around here, the truth always comes out.
It just did.
You know, when you called, I thought it was an emergency. Obviously, I was wrong.
It's more like an intervention.
There's someone you need to talk to.
The FBI knows that your dad's in town, and they think he's about to commit a crime even worse than fraud or embezzlement.
Like what?
Like extortion and kidnapping.
When your father escaped to Dominica, he could only get his hands on enough money to get himself set up. He should have found a job, reinvented himself. But instead, he lived the way he'd always lived. Now he's got nothing left.
Yeah, well, if my father's poor, what's the point of us going to live with him? I mean, we don't have any money.
But the Vanderbilts do.
Yeah, look, why would my grandparents pay us to go live with him when they can't even help us out here? I mean, they hate my dad.
Maybe that's why they would give him money. To leave without you or your mom.
We've been monitoring your father's calls. He's trying to get in touch with the grandparents.
Well, I mean, if this is true, why didn't you just come tell me this yourself?
We didn't know if you or your mother knew what was going on. After all, she helped him escape in the first place.
But I told them I didn't think that you would just leave New York.
Especially without saying goodbye to your friends.
I'll let the three of you talk it over.
This is just too much.
There's still a chance that the captain can get away if that's what you want. But you could also end it all now.
How? By turning your father in?
I'm sorry, I didn't call you back, okay? A lot has been happening. Agnes kicked me out, she burned all my dresses, and then I had to crash with Eric, I had nowhere else to go. And I couldn't tell anyone I was living here, because then they'd tell you and you'd be really mad.
I'm out of angry. Miss you too much.
Dad, please don't try to guilt trip me right now, okay?
Your brother helped me realize that I haven't told you something, something important.
What?
I love you, Jenny. I love you so much. I'm willing to let you go if that's what it's going to take to get you back. And when the time comes for a court hearing, I won't stand in your way. But there's nothing you can do to make me stop loving you.
Father just left to look for Jenny, so maybe now would be the perfect time for you to tell me what the hell's been going on here today, Lily.
You first.
Where did you get those?
It doesn't matter. Did you read these?
Only mine.
None of you were supposed to.
Find them. I can't believe this. You did this to me and I dealt with it. But the kids, my kids.
Mom, you knew about this?
We'll talk about that later.
I'm just trying to protect them. If you're gonna let your son and daughter go where they please and do as they please, someone has to look out for them.
There's a difference between looking out for them and treating them like criminals in their own home. How do you expect them to trust us if we don't trust them? Okay, kids, let's go.
Where are you going?
Well, this day is about family, and if you're not for this family, then I'm going to take mine and spend it with them.
Where have you been?
Your mother's almost unpacking. We have to go.
Do you really think your plan's gonna work?
Well, if we hurry up. Come on.
No, I don't mean that. Are you really planning on holding me and Mom for ransom?
Not all the money's for me, Nate. It's for you guys, too. Look, this way, you and your mom will get everything you deserve, and I will have enough to start over wherever I go next. Look, I want to take care of you, but I don't know what else to do.
No, there's a different way to get our lives back, Dad. One that doesn't require another felony.
The FBI are on the way here. Nate, please.
Dad, listen.
I love you. But if you can't do the right thing, then I can't respect you. So the choice is yours. You go out that service entrance and you ruin our relationship forever. Or you be a man and you turn yourself in when they get here.
But that's not a choice.
It is a choice. Because I'm sick of living in the mess you created for us. And I'm not going to do it anymore. I hope you won't either.
The annual Vanderwoods and Diner Thanksgiving dinner. We should have a standing reservation.
I think we do.
What errand did Serena have to run?
I don't know. But she took her file with her. Maybe she went to burn it.
I don't blame her. I should have burned mine.
I lied before. I read it.
Eric, whatever you read,
I can't believe you didn't tell me you were in an institution like me. You were 19. You're just a few years older than I was. After everything I went through last year.
Maybe I should have said something, but I wanted to be strong for you. And plus, I really wasn't ready to revisit it.
I look forward to talking about it when you're ready. It takes time, I should know.
How did you get so wise?
The nanny.
Okay, how about we have a real Thanksgiving dinner? It's not too late.
Don't you have in mind?
Well, come on.
Oh, Serena, I was hoping that you were Blair.
Oh, why? Where is she?
Maybe you can find out. She's ignoring all our calls.
Yeah, maybe she will take yours. Do you mind?
Yeah, of course. I'll let you know as soon as I hear back from
Thank
her.
You.
Is Aaron here?
This is ridiculous.
Thank you.
Yes. Serena, hey.
Dan didn't lie. I did. It was more of a lie of omission, but still. I'm sorry I didn't tell you everything I should have. Read this. If you still want to be with me after, then let me know. She's on 5th and 71st.
Oh, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, dear.
What are you doing? My dad and I got in a fight. I was crashing at Eric's and he finally chased me down.
You're lucky. You have a family who fights for you. Mine doesn't even care if I'm there.
Oh, your mom loves you in her own way, Blair.
But the way your father loves you, I've never had that. My own dad, as sweet as he is, isn't here. Your father will go anywhere for you, anytime. I know, because I've sometimes even made it happen. What? What? It's my hair?
No, you're just wrong.
Jenny, you look cold.
Yeah.
Come on, dear. You've made your point.
I don't think I have.
Well, I think that you might feel differently when you find out what I have been waiting to show you.
I'll come. On one condition. Jenny has to go home, too.
I think that's a terrific idea. Everyone should be where they belong on Thanksgiving. With their families. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. We'll drop you.
What's going on?
Hey,
the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to have an attorney present to request a meeting.
Hoping you'd be here.
My mom's inside signing papers in the dark. We got our house back, now all we need is some electricity. But look, I can't thank you guys enough. I'm gonna give you guys a moment.
I didn't want you to go. And I don't like to admit it, but I still. It's not important. There's the whole thing with Jenny, and I don't want to get in the way of that.
Vanessa, I haven't heard from Jenny in weeks, so if you'd like, can we get together sometime?
I guess that'd be okay.
Cool.
Call me.
I will. By the way, I'm glad you stayed too.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, let's get drunk instead.
Daddy.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, honey. Well, I would have come sooner. It was a TJV strike.
Wait, this is a surprise? I thought you were getting engaged.
Well, we are. I wanted your father to meet Cyrus before we told everyone. If he didn't approve of the man who might become your stepfather, I couldn't quite marry him, could I?
Well, now that the cat's out of the bag, I think this calls for a celebration.
Mm-hmm. Dessert first, I always say. And you, Devonta? Are you hungry?
I guess I'm ready for a new tradition.
I was kind of hoping she'd be here.
Yeah, we're still.
Oh, you are.
I love you too, Dad. I don't want to not be your daughter. Guys, I can't breathe.
Good.
To read that.
No, I think you do.
Anything you want to tell me, you can tell me yourself. I want to know you. No matter what you've done or how long ago.
Anyone home?
Hey, what are you doing here?
Oh, I don't know. It's Thanksgiving and I couldn't think of anywhere that felt more like home. I'm glad to see that you couldn't either. E, call Serena.
I left a message already.
Oh, good.
What about Bart?
Not coming.
All right. Well, dinner's way behind schedule, so who wants to start cooking?
I do.
Hey, Vanessa.
Hi.
Oh,
those flowers are beautiful in there for me.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're gorgeous here.
Hi.
I'm glad you're back.
I thought you were so mad at me.
I was.
Look, I'm really, really sorry about Nate. I mean, if it's any consolation, I don't think he ever really liked me anyway. I mean, I haven't heard from him in weeks, so.
Well, our friendship is more important than some guy, right?
Yeah.
So let's just eat some turkey and put it behind us.
say.
I miss you.
Oh, you too.
I called this the mashed potatoes.
Hey, oh, Jen, your mail's been piling up here. It's mostly catalogs, but still, you gotta sift through them.
Okay.
Before you get going on that, you care to help me find the marshmallows?
Absolutely.
Danny, think you can handle the cranberry sauce?
Oh, God, yes.
We're out of work, Dan.
As the end of another holiday draws near, I'd like to take a moment to list all the things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that no matter how dark things might get, old friendships can still be rekindled. I'm thankful for new relationships that help us realize how far we've come from who we were. And how close we get when we can really be ourselves. I'm thankful to know that no matter what they say, you can go home again. Whether it's your home or not.
Ready? So, Andrew, Bart Bass. I know I told you not to look into why my wife was in that sanatorium, but I've changed my mind. I'd really like to know. I'd like to know everything.
Excuse me, I have to call my phone.
But the thing I'm most thankful for? How even on the most giving of days, people can still do something unforgivable. Signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm yours. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
Jenny!